Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos with Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis. Until now, we've been assuming that a non-davar charif, that a non-spicy food will not transfer tam, will not transfer taste to something else. Only a davar charif, only as we described previously, a chassis, an onion, a garlic, and so on. Spicy foods have the ability to transfer taste to something else. However, we also assumed that if two vegetables that are cooked together, whether they're charif, whether they're spicy and sharp a taste or not, they're still going to transfer the taste. That's how we pask, and that's what the halacha is. However, in Parak Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, we're going to hear and learn about some other opinions regarding this issue of the foods that are cooked together. But again, we don't paskin like any of them, because we paskin the two foods that are cooked together are always going to transfer taste one unto the other. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Kol hanishlakim im hatradim asurim. Any slow-cooked food that is cooked together with beets, with a sharp beet, that And the trudim are either truma or something that's prohibited, asurim, are prohibited to be eaten by a non-kohen, and so on, mipnei shehem nosten esatam, because they give off taste. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the only reason why the trudim, why these beets, are going to make the chulin prohibited is because they are sharp, they're sharp beets. But any other food, according to him, that's cooked with something else, would not prohibit it, would not aser it. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kruv shel shikya, im kruv shel bal. If we have cabbage of an irrigated field, it doesn't get enough rainwater, so they have to irrigate the field. So those types of more dry cabbages that are cooked with the cabbages that are rain, that have rainwater, that are much more, they get more water, usher. They are prohibited. The chulin cannot be eaten by a non-kohen, mipnei shehu boleya, because they absorb the dry cabbage will ultimately absorb the moist cabbage, and therefore the chulin is going to be usher, it's going to have the taste, and then it's going to be prohibited to a non-kohen. Only kohen will be able to eat. This is another exception when a taste would transfer, again, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But again, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon would assume that in a regular case of just two random things that are cooked together, they would not transfer taste one to the other. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol ha-mizbashlin zemza mutarim." Anything, any cooked food that's cooked together, any two foods that are cooked together are completely mutar, completely permitted. Even if one's truma, one's chulin, the chulin is still permitted to be eaten by anyone, according to Rabbi Yehuda. El im ha-basar, unless one of the foods that's cooked is meat, because meat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to add flavor, and therefore the tam, the taste, will transfer, in which case the chulin would be prohibited. But regularly speaking, says Rabbi Yehuda, generally speaking, the two of the foods that are cooked together will not transfer taste one unto the other. Finishing off the mission, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says, HaKaved Oseres Ve'inan Aseres, that kaved, that non-kosher liver, that's cooked, that's truma, let's say, and it's cooked with any sort of food, it has the potential to aser, to prohibit. It will prohibit something else from being permitted, but it doesn't become prohibited. Mipnei shehi poletes ve'ena bolas, because it releases flavor, it will emit flavor, it will make something else have its flavor, but it doesn't actually absorb flavor. Says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, when it comes to liver, so the non-kosher liver, let's say, will make something else have the taste of non-kosher, and then that food will not be kosher, won't be allowed to be eaten. However, if you have a regular food, according to him, that's being cooked with something else, then we assume that the flavor would transfer, and again, that's how we paskin. Continuing now, as we finish off the parak with parak yod, Mishnah yod bay, says the Mishnah, beitza shenis vashla betavlin asur, and you have an egg that is being cooked with spices that are asur, let's say truma spices. So you have this egg that's regular chul and a regular egg that's being cooked with spices of truma. Afilu chelmon shela asur, says the Mishnah, even the yod yolk of the egg, even the yolks inside, not outside, but even the yolks inside, it's still prohibited to a non-Kohen, mipnei shehu bolea, because the egg will absorb the taste of these spices, will absorb the taste of the truma. Certainly the egg whites, obviously, usher, but the chiddush, the novelty of the Mishnah is that even the yolk will be prohibited as well. Finishing off the Mishnah and the Perek, mei shilakos umei kevashim shel truma asurim lazarim. Water that has well cooked truma in it, or a water that has been pickled with the truma food, is asur to zarim, is prohibited for a non-Kohen, because at the end of the day, the water is going to absorb the truma flavor, and therefore the water would not be permitted. To a non-Kohen, it would only be allowed to have a Kohen eat it, because at the end of the day, the water is going to absorb the flavor of the truma. Quick review: we learned a bunch of opinions in Perek Yod, Mishnah Yod Aleph, discussing some cases where we would say that really, in these specific cases, the truma is going to absorb and be absorbed by the other type of vegetable, the other type of food, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. If you slow cook the beet, then it's usur because it's going to give taste. Or according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have a case of cabbage of an irrigated field that's being cooked with cabbage of a rainwater field, in that case too, the dry cabbage is going to absorb the moist cabbage there as well, because it's going to absorb it. Rabbi Huda says that any cooked food that's cooked with one another is considered to be mutter, totally permitted, unless there's meat involved, because the meat will be able to be no same time. Again, we don't pass like any of these opinions. We pass in that two foods that are cooked together are always going to absorb the flavors. So if you're not even non-kosher food that's cooked with a kosher food, they're us. Or if you have a truma food that's cooked with a truma food, then the truma food is going to make the chulin food, the non-truma food, usher to be eaten by any non-Kohen. And the Mishnah concluded with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri when it comes to liver, and he said that liver, the non-kosher liver, has the ability to make something else usher, but it itself won't become usher because it is going to release flavor, and if it's releasing its non-kosher flavor on something else, then that item will become non-kosher, but it will not absorb. If you have kosher liver, let's say, it will not absorb flavor. If it's cooked with truma, or if it's cooked with something that's usur, the liver won't absorb any other flavors. It only emits, lets off flavor. And then Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis, taught us the case of an egg that is being cooked with truma, spices, or any sort of usur prohibited spices. So we said that even the yolk is going to be prohibited, not only the egg white, because the eggs are going to absorb the taste. And then the Mishnah concluded with the case of water. If you have well-cooked truma in water, or you pickle different truma vegetables in water, so the truma becomes usur there as well to non-Kohen, because the water is going to absorb the taste, and therefore can only be eaten by a Kohen. Have a great day.